People who fled their homes for this temporary camp in Burma's Kachin State are bracing for the monsoon season, worrying about food shortages. Despite an increase in foreign aid flowing into Burma's capital, Kachin groups say little assistance is reaching the conflict zone. Mei Liang heads an umbrella group of 8 local aid agencies.
All of this international community and funding agency want to help inside of Burma. But this area is non-government control area, and they are also afraid of to come here.
Although some supplies have been allowed into KIO-controlled areas, that is not the case in refugee camps on the Chinese side of the border. A recent Human Rights Watch report criticized China for a lack of assistance to the refugees in Yunnan and called on authorities to give aid workers access. Mui Pu Cao cares for 7 grandchildren while her 4 sons fight for the Kachin Independence Army on the Burmese side of the border. She says the uncertain future is almost unbearable.
I only wait to hear the word, "Let's go home. Fighting stopped now." Every time I see someone come to visit the camp, I'm hoping they will say, "We can go home now." I pray I won't die here.
Many observers are skeptical of a resolution anytime soon. Former activist Tun Jia Nian, the son of former Deputy Prime Minister Yu Jia Nian, is now a member of the Independent Pro-Democracy Burma Strategy Group. He says even Aung San Suu Kyi is treading carefully on the conflict.
I understand fully why she is careful in the way she brings up the topics and addresses the issues. Because there's also the risk of appearing to favor one side or the other when things are so precarious. It's going to take all parties, including the Aung San Suu Kyi and U Thein Sein and the Kachin leaders, to overcome this very long-standing mistrust.
In the meantime, the displaced Kachin population waits in these growing camps for a resolution to the conflict that drags on, despite the dramatic changes happening in other parts of the country. Matt Saunders reporting from Kachin State.